May the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Ezekiel 16 and 17, much like all the prophetic books, dealing with Israel, either where they're in a place where they're passionately walking with the Lord, or they become indifferent and are slipping away, usually out of pride and their own sense of self-sufficiency. And Ezekiel 17 is sort of a prophetic scripture. It talks about eagles, and it's again about God dealing with Israel in a place of pride, and because of their pride, they've drifted away from Him, and about God dealing with them to awaken their hearts again to Him and to awaken their hearts for their need for Him. And when you get to the end of the chapter, there's just this verse 24. It says, "And all the trees of the field will know that I am the Lord. I bring down the high tree, and I exalt the low tree. I dry up the green tree, and I make the dry tree flourish. I am the Lord, and I have spoken, and I will perform it." There's a place in Scripture in the Revelation that says, "Let the weak say I am strong." There's a place in Isaiah 33, verse 23, that says, "And the lame will take the plunder." And Galatians chapter 4, it says, "Let the barren woman rejoice." And then again, 2 Corinthians chapter 12 says that when I'm weak, then I'm strong. And the biblical principle is this, is that the great sin of the fall, man's original sin, is pride. Now, the original consequence of sin is fear. They sowed fig leaves, they hid from God, they hid from each other. But the pride of the two trees in the garden, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and the tree of life represented a continual, as they were created to be, utterly dependent on God as their source of life. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil was a choice because God wants us to choose Him. It's a relationship. We're not robots. He gives us choices. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil, when Satan tempted them to eat of that tree, he said, "Look, if God knows, if you eat that tree, you'll know what He knows and you can be like God." That was the temptation. Is if you had knowledge to know what was good, you have the ability on your own to do what's good. And if you had the knowledge to know what's evil, you have the ability on your own to avoid evil. So instead of being dependent on Him, the real issue is you can be like God. Because you see, it's in man's destiny to be that way because we were created in His image to carry His presence and to manifest His likeness. And so Adam and Eve then Adam, but they both chose pride. And the problem with pride, which is really at the heart of pride, is just self-sufficiency, self-dependence, self-reliance. And the problem with pride is it always produces fear. Sometimes that fear is hidden by real arrogance and forwardness, aggressiveness, but it's all about insecurity and fear. Because the deal is we weren't meant to live depending on ourselves. We were meant to live in union with Him. And in dependence on ourselves, we live with a constant sense of frustration because we never get it quite right. And then when we do finally get it kind of right, we become so arrogant. So we're either insecure, we're insecure about it. We're insecure with each other. We're not sure we're going to be accepted completely from each other. We're afraid of rejection from God, rejection from each other. That's the result of self-sufficiency. But the New Testament solution, our new birth, is that we would be like a branch grafted into a vine, which would be like a grapevine, kind of the narrow trunk and the root system. And that we would be brought into union with Christ. And if you're a Christian, you're in Christ and you're in union with Him. And therefore, you no longer have to do it on your own. You don't have to live in pride and self-sufficiency anymore because you can draw from the life that you're in union with. See, a branch has one primary responsibility, and that is to simply abide in the vine. If the branch will abide in the vine, cultivate intimacy and dependency, just rely on the vine. What a branch does is it receives the life of the vine and displays it. That's fruitfulness. That's what our original creation was. That's what we were created to do. And in Christ, because Christ is the image of God restored to our humanity, we can once again live by faith. We can once again live out of that union relationship with Him. And the thing about that is that it's not up to the vine to produce fruit. I mean, the branch to produce fruit. Whenever the branch tries to produce fruit, the branch lives frustrated with a sense of defeat, just like at the fall. And then fear and insecurity is all the part of that, and then all the nonsense that branches off from fear and insecurity. Anger, control, everything that we give into. But a branch is not created to produce fruit. What a branch is capable of doing is bearing fruit. A vine alone can produce fruit. A branch's responsibility is to enjoy and rest in the union relationship and simply receive and display the life of the vine. There's nothing that the vine can have or can do that the branch can't have and the branch can't do because they're one. A branch doesn't get the life of the vine, go, okay, I can't produce fruit, so how do I get the life of the vine to flow? Well, the reality is the life of the vine's flowing. All a branch has to do is by faith believe that. Just live in that reality, rest in that truth, in that reality. That's the Christian life. You see, it's okay if you're weak and spiritually barren. It's okay because God said He would cut down the tall trees, prod, and the green grass, and He would cause the dry stuff to flourish and the dead trees, the small ones, to grow. Because they've learned the value of weakness. Weakness is not your enemy. You've heard me say this before. People don't fail. Christians don't fail because of their weaknesses. They fail because of unbelief. In your weakness, His strength is made perfect. What our weaknesses do is remind us that we don't have to live in the hell of self-sufficiency and pride. Our weaknesses are a constant reminder that we're in union with a vine who's more than adequate for anything we'll ever face or ever do. Our weaknesses don't disqualify us, they posture us to live by faith. So instead of living in fear and guilt and shame that you are weak and you're inadequate, that's good. The reason God created us to be in union with Him, He created us to never be strong on our own. That's the deception of the fall. We're in union with Him. Why in the world would a branch try to produce fruit when he's in union with the vine that's quite capable of doing it? Effortlessly. As we abide. It's one of the most important things many, many years ago I ever learned. Because I was so ashamed of being so weak. When I gave my life to Christ, I had very little to offer Him. I was such a mess. And I lived for a couple of years just in defeat and destruction, trying to not be a mess, and totally ashamed that I was a mess because I had so little to offer Him. And then I realized one day, it only took 5 loaves and 2 fish. It was just a little I had to offer Him. It was all He wanted. That my weaknesses didn't disqualify me. They actually postured me to experience the life of the one that I was in union with. And instead of my little branch trying to build up enough courage to not be afraid anymore, why not just draw from the courage of the vine? That's a lot better. It's big. That's supernatural. Instead of in my weaknesses trying to live a holy fruit-producing life, it's much better to live a supernaturally holy fruit-bearing life. It all just flows out of being in Christ. It's the great miracle. It's the great wonder of Christianity. Everything is at the heart of being in Christ. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.